probate court, which passed a surcharge onto the taxpayers that originally been imposed as a result of an original conservator's personal liability for individual fault. This occurred in June and July of 2018, when, over Douglas County's objections, a two-year-old surcharge was brought back before the probate court. And because the original person surcharged could evidently not pay, the probate court ordered Douglas County to pay.
Did the court order Douglas County to pay, or the Douglas County Court Fund, and what, if anything, is the difference?
Your Honor, there is no difference. Under the statutes regarding county courts, I think it's 24514, it lists what the state is responsible for paying for, and then there's kind of a bucket entry at the very end of that statute that says everything else is an expense due from the county. So even though the order itself says the Douglas County Probate Fund, the Douglas County Court Probate Fund, that is, in effect, Douglas County. It's a line item in Douglas County's budget. The only relief that Douglas County obtained after moving to alter or amend that judgment was that the hourly rate charged by the successor conservator was reduced to the county's hourly rate.
Counsel, was your role, and was Douglas County's role in this case as an interested party or as an intervener?
Interested party insofar, Your Honor, as they were being ordered to pay.
So there was never an intervention?
There never was.
Or an intervener. Thank you.
Your Honor, it's this appeal.
Counsel, you don't dispute Douglas County's obligation to pay attorney fees. It's the surcharge amount that you're disputing.
Your Honor, it's...
Or is it both?
Well, it is... The county is objecting to being obligated to pay the surcharge, period. Ordinarily...
Does the surcharge include attorney fees?
It does, Your Honor. In fact, the surcharge is the attorney, the successor conservator's attorney fees and costs that were incurred in a 2016 proceeding. The county, Justice Castle, is objecting to having that surcharge that was originally imposed upon a different individual effectively passed on to the county.
Who should be paying?
The person who was originally assessed that surcharge, Your Honor. It was assessed as a sanction against an original conservator who had misappropriated her ward's funds.
If the county is made to pay the surcharge or the attorney fees, would you have an action against the original guardian?
Your Honor, the county could try that approach. On the record of this case, there is reference to the original person who was assessed that surcharge seeking relief and having it discharged in bankruptcy. So it would be an onerous process for the county to go reopen bankruptcy proceedings and then convince the bankruptcy court to set aside the discharge to allow the county to try to pursue a judgment against that person.
It was a judgment that was discharged?
Your Honor, I believe the discharge, and again, the record is hazy on that point. It was an argument made by the successor who was asking for the county's payment, but she indicated that the original debt was discharged in the bankruptcy court. So,
at the time of termination, there was some additional attorney's fees that were requested by the successor guardian, and the county did not object to those. Is that correct?
That is correct, Your Honor.
So you agree that there is some obligation to pay those types of fees, and if the court had brought you in originally under the surcharge action, would this be a different situation?
It would, Your Honor. The county is not objecting to paying the annual fees that the successor incurred working on the ward's estate. The county is objecting to being substituted, putting into the shoes of a wrongdoer. The original conservator was surcharged for embezzling from her ward.
Did the county court ever make a finding that you can point us to in the record that the ward in this case was indigent? That the ward didn't have an estate from which attorney fees could be paid?
Your Honor, I don't know that I could point that to you because the county never objected to that. The county never objected to a finding of indigency based upon accountings that are in the record, that are in the court file, but I don't know that we included those.
So for purposes of this appeal, this county does not, concedes indigence at the time now that we're talking about?
Yes.
Does the record show that there were any trust fund assets available to pay the attorney fees at the time the surcharge was imposed?
At the time, in 2016, when the surcharge was originally imposed, there would have been an accounting showing limited funds that would not have satisfied the original surcharge.
Was there a house available?
No, Your Honor. At that point, I believe the ward was living in an assisted living facility.
Did the successor guardian provide an explanation that is in our record for why the request was made for the former guardian to pay the attorney fees rather than to pay those directly to the successor guardian rather than paying back the estate?
Your Honor, I think the only explanation that was provided was just that she felt that was the right thing to do.
Because?
There wasn't a whole lot beyond. She thought that surcharging her costs and fees to the prior conservator, to the person who had misappropriated the assets, was the appropriate course of action.
Was the successor guardian trying to preserve the ward's entitlement to public benefits at that time?
Your Honor, there is nothing in the record indicating that. No. There is nothing in the record indicating that surcharging the prior conservator directly was in any way, shape, or form a means of protecting the ward or shielding any of the ward's assets. It was simply imposed as a sanction under the surcharge law 30-2658 as a result of that person's personal fault, her misappropriation of her ward's assets. But there is no indication that this was ever done as a means of preserving eligibility for other benefits.
So your strongest argument is that that was a final order that was entered and the court lacked authority to amend it or vacate it after the term?
Yes, Your Honor. And there's two arguments embodied in that. The first is just basic statutory interpretation, that it is not up to courts to read out of statutes their plain and ordinary meaning. And in this case, Nebraska's legislature has declared that it is the law and public policy of this state to impose personal liability when an individual is at fault. That's the surcharge statute. And the concepts of personal liability and individual fault are not to be read out of that statute. And in this case, by basically interposing the taxpayers as a payer, that's exactly what happened. And the second aspect is, as the court has pointed out, is this was a two-year-old final order. No one had appealed it. No one had filed a motion for timely alteration or amendment. And after the passage of 2 years, there were very limited avenues to revisit that final order. The statutes 25-2001, or its county court counterpart 25-2720.01, those were never actually, procedurally they weren't followed because the time for applying those was long past. And there was no basis for the court exercising equitable power to go back in time 2 years and revisit that surcharge order. Because well, first of all,
why
there,
is
were,
that?
There were adequate statutory remedies available for the successor to try to revisit. She could have moved to alter or amend. She could have appealed. She could have also...
Way back when?
Way back when, or Your Honor, within term or within a few months. So this was the original order was entered in 2016. That term would have ended at the end of 2016. So she had about 9 months, because it was March of 2016. She had about 9 months during which it would seem that a person would have a very good idea whether a debt is collectible or not. And she did not, within that time, petition the county court, the probate court, to vacate, alter, or amend the surcharge order.
Does the death of the ward in, is it 2017, impact any of this analysis?
It does not impact the surcharge, Your Honor. And that's part of the county's argument, is that surcharge order was a final appealable order at the time it was made in 2016, because it was really a special proceeding within a special proceeding. It didn't affect the progression of the conservatorship at all. And none of the whether the surcharge was going to be collected or not didn't impact the ward. though it would not have impacted the underlying proceedings.
Did the county court have equitable power to revisit this?
It likely did have. In general, the county would concede that the county court, that precedent says county courts do have equitable, when they're exercising their probate jurisdiction, they have equitable power to do what needs to be done in probate. But there was no, it's the county's position that there was no basis for exercising that equitable power because the conservator who was either the successor who was passing these costs on to the county had other adequate statutory remedies. And also, Your Honor, the person would have had to show that there was no fault, neglect, or carelessness on her end. And there's really not a showing of that. This was a matter of somebody sitting on their rights for about 2 years, letting a debt be discharged that arguably should not have been discharged in the bankruptcy court, and then turning back to the probate court and asking that a liability for personal fault be passed on to taxpayers.
Was there any evidence in the record of her attempts to collect this debt?
Your Honor, there is an affidavit that the successor did file that just says that she was only able to collect $100, but it doesn't necessarily say exactly what measures she took or what lengths she went to. If there are no further questions, then on behalf of Douglas County, I thank this court for the opportunity to explain why the county court's decision does not comport with the law and ought to be reversed.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody here today on behalf, is there an appellee here today? I do not believe so, so we will go on to the next case of the day.